Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. You know, as you know by now, that we are doing a series on the character of Jesus. And on Wednesday's program, we looked at part 67, which was purpose. Well, today, we're going to look at part 68 as being purpose as well. So, in other words, this is part two of the message on purpose. And we were looking in John 15, if you remember. And we looked specifically at a verse there, verse 13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And you are my friends if you do what I command, loving one another as I have loved you, Jesus had said. And that is purpose. And I believe, beloved, it is our purpose in life. No matter what God has got for us to do, if we are going to obey this commandment, and that is to love one another as he has loved us, then that is a purpose, a goal that we must reach. Do you follow where I'm coming from? Well, we're going to look at part two of this and go further into this particular chapter. And I want to look specifically at verse 16 because it says this. You didn't choose me. I chose you. There's a statement on its own. Jesus is speaking and he says, you didn't choose me. Remember this. I chose you. Beloved, he didn't choose me. Although I gave my life to him many years ago when I was 6 years old, he didn't choose me. He'd already chosen me. I'm sorry. I didn't choose him. That's what I meant to say. I didn't choose him all those years ago when I was 6 years old. I got up and I made a decision to follow Jesus when I was six at the Colston Hall in Bristol. And Eric Hutchings was preaching. And he was an evangelist, and he had his choir of angels. They were all dressed in white, and I remember them thinking that they were angels. How wonderful is that as a child? 6 years old, and I stood up. In other words, I made a decision to follow Christ at that moment. I stood up, and I said, yes, I will follow you, Lord. So in a sense, I chose God. But Jesus is telling me different. He's saying to me today, you didn't choose me. When you think you did, when you stood up all those years ago. But I chose you. And listen more to what he says. You didn't choose me, I chose you. And this is the thing. I appointed you to go out and produce lasting fruit. I appointed you to go out to produce lasting fruit. Watch. This is really interesting. I keep stopping in the middle of the verse. I really do want to carry on, but I need to say this first. So we've established this. He didn't choose you. You didn't choose him. When you gave your life to him, you did not make that decision to choose him. He'd already chosen you. Although you decided that you would follow Jesus, he had already chosen you. And he says, you didn't choose me. I chose you to go and bear fruit. Lasting fruit, actually, my Bible says. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit. Watch, because this is really interesting. By being appointed, it's almost like going for a job. Imagine that. So you go for a job, and you sit down there at the job interview. And the person who's interviewing you asks you all sorts of questions. And in the end of it, you've answered all your questions to the best of your ability. Perhaps you go away and then you get a phone call sometime later. And the person says, we've appointed you. We've given you the job. We have appointed you. That is an important declaration that that person makes to you because they have said you're accepted. We want you to work for us. Watch this. Jesus appointed you, beloved. And the job he's given you to do is to go and produce lasting fruit. Be a gardener. Go out into the world and produce fruit. How does that sound? What does that make you think? Of course, when he's saying produce lasting fruit, he's saying, tell people about me. Because that's the fruit. You're the farmer. Go into the world and start to harvest this fruit. Go gather these people. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the gospel. Tell them about the good news. I choose you, Jesus says. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit. There's a comma there, so there's more. I sound like Frank Carson, the comedian. Ah, there's more. No, watch. Watch this, because there is more. So he's told you that you didn't choose him. He chose you. He's told you that already. Now what he's saying to you during this daily devotional, he's saying to you, he appointed you. And he appointed you for a reason. Why? To go and bear fruit. Go and get fruit. Go and gather this fruit. Go into the wilderness. Go into the fields and bring in the harvest. Tell people about the good news of the gospel. And then watch, there's the comma. And right after that, he says this. So that the Father will give you what you ask for using my name. Beloved, how powerful is that? Do you want any more? He's saying, you didn't choose him, he chose you. He's saying he appointed you. He's saying he wants you to go out and tell people about the gospel. And then he says your reward is this. You can ask for whatever you want using his Father's name and your Father's name. In other words, you can ask for whatever you want and whatever you need in the name of Jesus. So if you're going to go and do this, if you're going to obey his command, and watch what his command was. We found that about on Wednesday. And that is to love one another as I have loved you. If you go out into the world and you start loving people, they're going to want to know why. And that's right there is where the fruit is. You can gather that fruit in. He's appointed you to do that. Today, beloved, oh, this is wonderful. Today, beloved, you have received a commission. If you want to feel that you're in the army, even he has given you a commission. He's saying, this is what I want you to do. I've appointed you. I have commissioned you to do this work. Go out and gather the fruit. Actually, he doesn't say the word gather. He says produce. In other words, make this fruit. How are you going to do that? By staying close to the Father, by having an intimate relationship with him, by beginning to love one another as he has loved you. That's how you're going to do it. There's another verse that says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Say it with me. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Beloved, it is so true. Jesus is reiterating that right here. Go and produce fruit. Go and make this fruit. He's appointed you to do that. And when you do that, your reward is this. You can ask the Lord God anything you want using the name of Jesus, and it will be done. I'm reading what Scripture says, beloved. Father God, thank you so much for your word today. I give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name as we worship you now. Thank you for your promise. And Lord, help us to produce the fruit we need to produce. And help us to love one another as your Son has loved us. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.